Hey guys, welcome to the Provokers Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, this is Noah, NoahDog54.
I'm John, Steven Stevens.
And I am your host once again, Ethan, otherwise known as FlabZXGaming. So, welcome in, fellas. You got any small talk to do? Because it's been a week since we last talked, so...
It's fucking cold, but it's finally warming up a little bit.
Fair.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
All right, boring as usual. John, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I have been dealing with my professors, who some of them are stupid on accident, and some of them seem to be stupid on purpose. So that's great. But I had to do an assignment. It was due, I think I might have even talked about this last week. It was meant to be due on Tuesday when I had class, but my freaking... The website we use to, submit all of our homework and where we got our assignment given to us on, just decided it didn't want to be helpful, and we couldn't see what we were meant to be doing. And so I got to class, and I was going to be like, I'm ready to fight this, because this is really stupid that I wasn't able to see what I was meant to be doing. And my professor was like, oh yeah, the website sucks, so we'll just extend the deadline.
No.
I was pleasantly surprised about that one.
Interesting. Yeah, I've also been dealing with stupidity this week. So, like, Wednesday and Friday, oh my god, I wanted to murder someone. So, I was working both Wednesday and Friday. And Wednesday, we got locked out of the restaurant, which is the first time this has ever happened. And, like, I've been working there for 4 months so far, the first time it's ever happened. And this new kid was there, so I was trying to teach him stuff and all that jazz. And... we had locked ourselves out, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. This is like, and we don't have keys. And the restaurant was closed, we had closed the restaurant, like, everything was off except the lights. So the lights were still on, and so we had to get one of the owners to come over and open it. And I'm like, this is just stupid. So I didn't get home till like 10:30 that night. I was so upset. And then on Friday, I guess, this happened on Friday, but I didn't get informed about it until Saturday. Friday, I was working with the same person, and I thought, like, we fell behind a little bit because we closed a little bit later than we should have, but that's because we just lost track of time or something. But that wasn't the issue. The issue was, apparently, someone had turned off one of the things that keeps the food fresh. It wasn't like a freezer, it was like a compartment under the stove, and someone had turned that off. And if you turn that off, it, like, spoils all the food that's in there. And we had chicken, we had lamb and stuff, we had all this stuff in there. And I know for a damn fact I didn't turn that off. Because I don't even know how to turn that off, because I've never even touched that thing before. I've only ever touched the grill. And so I'm thinking to myself, did this new kid turn it off? Or, like what even happened? Because our boss, like, got us both into a group chat and told us, like, hey, this is what happened. Make sure this never happens again. I'm like, I didn't touch it. Like, why am I in here? And it's like, I almost feel like I'm being sabotaged, almost. It almost feels like my personal headcanon is sabotaged, because, like, the two nights I work with this dude, both times something happens where I get in trouble, and I'm like, I'm gonna murder. So, like, I was so upset. Because it's like, I know for a damn fact I didn't touch that compartment under the stove, and I didn't turn it off for a dang fact. So, like, either he turned it off intentionally or unintentionally. Either way, I didn't touch it. And then I was talking with this dude privately, and he has the nerve to say, oh, I think you did it by mistake. But mistakes happen. I'm like, excuse me? What did you just say to me? And I was like, so upset. So it's been a week for me. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah. I was actually about to ask, like, are you being sabotaged?
I don't know, man. Like, it feels like sabotage, because the person I was working with, I guess he knew the owners. He knows the owners a little bit. I guess it's his dad is friends with them or something. I don't know their connection.
Right.
But he had said them when we were first talking, and he's a chill guy, but, like, he just seems like he's quick to blame, as well as the fact that, like, he's newer, so so that's probably actually how he fell behind, because I was helping him a bunch, and so I had to stop doing what I was doing to go help him for, like, locate the sauces or whatever, because our boss got mad. He's chill, so it's as mad as he gets, I guess, I would be pissed. Yeah, I would be pissed if I was running a business and some people spoiled all the food that was in the thing. Because that's a lot of food waste. But I'm just like, I know for a damn fact I didn't touch it. And the camera should show that I didn't touch it. But I don't know. I just felt, as soon as I saw that he had sent that, I'm like, this feels like sabotage. Something's going on here. Something doesn't feel right. So.
It sounds like sabotage.
I might have to talk with my boss privately at some point and be like, hey, is this a test or something? Or is he actually sabotaging me? Like, what's going on here? Cause like, I didn't touch nothing. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a week for me.
Yeah, I feel for you, but that's rough.
But luckily, it's over now. So what's done is done. But because I don't want to lose my job. That's the thing I care about. Like, I don't care like if this other guy, whatever. But like for me, like I don't want to lose this. So it's one of the things that's like I didn't touch that crap. If he touched it, then why am I getting blamed for it? Like, and the camera should show that I didn't touch it. So I don't know. Saturday was a bad day. I mean, well, it's because I found out on Saturday, but I guess it technically happened on Friday. But Saturday is when I got informed of it. So I guess Saturday was the bad day, but either way.
Well, hey, now you're here with me and John, so you get to record.
Well, I'm not just with John, no. We are with the audience. I mean, that's for us in our present time, I guess technically not. But when they're listening to this, it's all of us, so.
Well, that's true.
But, yeah, I mean, if that's it for small talk, we can move on to headlines. Which I, again, was trying to scroll through. I was looking at stuff. I'm like, you know what? I got to see some stuff. A lot of it was political and stuff. And I'm like, I don't care about this. Let me move on. nothing much outside of some more like game releases. I actually talked about the Doom game that was coming out, I think, last time. That's going to be really cool. I don't know. I still have to verify the actual date that comes out because I don't recall. But that comes out this year. Another thing, too, is I guess that this is more of a niche community that cares about this. The game Phasmophobia, if you know me at all, you know I love that game and all that stuff. It's come to consoles at this point, which thank the Lord for that, because like we, as PC players, we weren't getting updates for like an entire year because of the console update. Because they had to keep working on it because their place caught on fire, so I understand that. But, like, they really underestimated how much work console takes to port. So we as PC players didn't get an update for a while. But I guess for console specifically, they have voice recognition available on console version now. Because before, I guess, you had to use the text or something. Because for people that don't know Phasmophobia, it's a ghost hunting game, and you get to talk to the ghost. You can say, hey, ghost, how many pickles can you shove up your butt? And all that fun stuff, right? And you could, I guess if you're on console, you couldn't do that before, but now you can. So you can ask the ghost the famous question. But like I said, it's more of a niche headline, but that's literally the only interesting thing, and that's not even interesting to like 50% of people, so but that's all I got.
I actually have Phasmophobia.
Yeah, Noah, for those that come from my channel or come from John's Twitch, Noah finally got Phas. It only took him 3 years, because it obviously took them 3 years to put it on console. I mean, I didn't even know they were worried about console. I don't know what made them shift, because I think they were originally just going to keep it on PC, and then something made them change, whatever that might have been. But yeah, so it's on console now. I was telling him earlier that we want him to play the game first so that we're not having to baby him the entire time during the episodes. We kind of just want to go in and do stuff, like throw each other at the ghost and that kind of thing. So we're waiting for him to, play the game a bit and like kind of learn the basics and stuff like that. But
yeah. I'm gonna get John killed a lot in that game.
Well, John dies by himself anyway. Like, you don't even need to get him killed. He just dies anyway.
Oh, no,
yeah,
that's
fine.
So. Alright, moving on to Creator Showcase. So, I have a person here. So, I try to make a wide range of creators, because I've done some comedy people, I've done some food people and all that stuff, and I've even done like some financial and like law people before. But this person is about movies. So if you're a movie person, then you'll like this channel. So it's called Movie Overload. They have 1,117 subscribers, so a good amount, not like super low. But it's all about how, like, they kind of talk about why a lot of, it's like they do video essays is what I'm looking at now. And what they do is they kind of talk about how, the movie itself is bad and how they could have improved it and like that kind of thing. So what I'm looking at now is, the downfall of, the Star Wars series. It's a video essay. And why it's gotten worse over the years and that kind of thing. It's just kind of interesting. I don't even watch Star Wars, and I haven't personally watched this video I'm looking at, but I have watched, the MCU one, because I've watched the MCU for a while, and it's a video about why the MCU is falling apart. From what I can tell, it's actually their most popular video, which makes sense. And it's a really good video essay type of channel. So if you watch video essays a lot, or if you have watched other channels, and you especially like movies, I would definitely recommend you watch Movie Overload. That's just their name. I guess they have a second channel called Game Overload where they do games as well. That's definitely less popular. So they have a retro perspective on God of War, the perfection of God of War. So like, Spider-Man, this is right up John's alley. They got God of War, Spider-Man 2, all that stuff. So, but yeah, Game Overload is their second channel, but Movie Overload is the other one. Like I said, just really good, video essay things. Cause I love watching video essays sometimes. I recently watched a video essay on, Doki Doki's Literature Club and the manipulation it has on the player and how good that game is. So yeah, I love watching video essays. So if you're in the movies and you like video essays, Movie Overload / Game Overload, depending on what you more, want to watch, is, right up your alley. So go check them out.
Nice.
Well, John, I mean, have you heard of that channel? Because you love it. I know you like video essays and you watch a lot of movies. So have you heard of them before?
I haven't heard of the movie channel, but I looked at the, as he was talking there, I looked them up. I looked at the gaming channel and I've seen a couple of the videos in my recommendation. I haven't actually watched them, but I'm like, interesting.
I mean, especially the gaming channel looks like it'd be right up your alley because it's got Spider-Man 2, God of War, Ragnarok, normal God of War, that kind of stuff. A lot of the games you like to play. Yeah. I thought I saw Resident Evil 1, or maybe that was something else, but anyway. that channel is much smaller, so they might have just started that one. I'm not too sure. I swiped it up now, so it's gone, but yeah, so go check them out. But today, ladies and gentlemen, you're never going to believe this, and again, we're not trying to do this, but it's another serious topic episode, and guess who's hosting it again? Big surprise! Dude, I feel so bad for new viewers because they're coming in like, man, I guess Ethan just does the serious topics every time. And that must be a tradition they do. It's not. It is supposed to be random. It is supposed to be not this thing we're currently doing. It is supposed to be whoever wins the episode does it. And apparently, the curse is back. It's like, I thought it was gone. You know, even season one, I said, when John finally got to do one, I'm like, yes, it's gone. It can never be reclaimed. And then here it is. So, because I've done all five in this season so far. So I've done. I mean, obviously, like, the Breaking the Silence one, it was literally between me and Noah. So I guess that's. But I've won that episode anyway. I won the previous. We have the funny episode anyway. But still, that was only me and John, or me and Noah. So John wasn't even there for that one. But even still, after that, there's still done four other ones. So because there was the one after that was, I think, the Hope Debate. There was the Forgiveness Project. Then that's three, so I'm missing. Oh, then it was the Secret of Life, and then now we're here. So yeah, it's pretty insane. But yes, so we're here at a serious topic episode once again. And I do have it prepared. I was actually, because I saw a while ago that I was going to be doing it. Because I actually miscounted, because I was telling John and Noah, I think it was either in the pre or we weren't even recording at that point. I was looking at the list, I'm like, oh, whoever wins the, I forgot what episode it was. It's going to take way too long to look at it. Whatever episode we did previously for us it was the last episode. It was whoever won, the two previous ones there would get to do the serious topic episode. But I neglected to realize that I hadn't actually finished the Work Stories one yet, so I was miscounting one. And so then it led to, cause I'm like, oh, cause I think whoever won the first one we did last Sunday for us was, I was like, oh, whoever won that, they get to do it. But no. So we're back. But it's fine. I got a serious topic in mind. So, what we're gonna do today, it's kind of almost gonna act like a normal episode. It's gonna act like one in the sense of how we're gonna be going about it. So normal episode is like a lot of the normals, like story episodes. Since I'm the host, I usually start, but like, I'll ask John, like, oh, tell me a story about how this happened or what you did here, like whatever the story entails, right? Let's call back to, We Have the Beef, pretty good episode there, where we're talking about companies we just didn't like. And so, like, John talked about how he didn't like Burger King and how they gave him, like, soggy fries or whatever his complaint was there. And then we moved to Noah, and he'd tell us a story about a company he hated and all that good stuff. Of course, he probably talked about Microsoft a bunch. But yeah, so it's going to kind of work like that today. But there, it is going somewhere, so just stick with us for a while. So I guess we're just going to go ahead and start. Like I said, I'm the host, so it's tradition for the host to go first. But the overall theme that we're going to be talking about is I want to hear some achievements you guys have done. So tell me, when it's your turn to go, I want to hear what achievement you did and how you did it and how you feel about it now. Like, do you feel accomplished and like all that kind of stuff? So I guess, I'm probably going to start you don't have to start small and like go big or whatever. I would just say, just pull whatever ones you can remember. I'm going to say, I'm going to steal this before someone else does. Is finishing high school, man. I mean, like, finishing school, not just high school, sorry. Finishing school, I guess, is the more thing to go there. Because school is 12 years of your life, give or take, because obviously you get summers off. But I guess not everyone does, because you might be doing stuff in the summer. But it's usually about 12 years of your life. So it's pretty crazy. And to be able to, and a lot of people sometimes don't finish school because they drop out or they have to move somewhere where they can't go to school anymore, whatever the cause may be. So for me, just finishing school and saying, hey, I have a diploma. I did it. That's a certification saying I did it. That's pretty awesome. And that's pretty sweet. And so being able to have that and look at it and be like, yeah, that's pretty sweet. So I'd say probably just, finishing school. It was a long journey. I hated 50% of it. 60-40. Maybe 70-30. But there was still like that 30% that was awesome, which was hanging out with friends. That's how this friend group started, obviously. There was a few classes I liked, going to BOCES. That was like a majority of the 30% that I liked. But it was still in there. So aside from school being kind of tedious and boring and all that stuff, there's still some really good things that come out of it, and it's done now. I was looking at going to college, but right now financially that's probably not going to happen. So, we'll see later down the line. If I'm already in a steady career, I probably won't go back to school. But John's back in school, and I think Axel is too. So they're going back to school. So they're still in school, but they can still say they completed normal school. They're just in college now. But that is definitely a high mark of my life was finishing school. But, we'll move over to John next, I guess. So John, tell me about an achievement you've done in your past. Tell me how you went about it, and tell me how you currently feel about it.
All right. I'm not going to just, repeat what you said about school, but mine is school-related. I remember this was 2020-ish, during the whole pandemic when we were virtual learning. I remember we had this English essay, and English has never been like my best subject. I mean, I'm decent at it. I speak it. So, but, I remember I was working on this, essay for like, I think it was the benchmark or something like that. It was very early on in the school year. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to really try my best on this one. And, I took like maybe an hour or two to really write out this essay, and I got a perfect score on it. Mm. And I was like, that's awesome. Like I really worked hard at this, and I did really, really well on it. And, that was probably the hardest I worked all that year because it was on virtual, and like they really threw everyone a huge bone by being like, yeah, we'll just have like very few assignments due ever, and you'll be fine.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't think I ever got perfect marks on an essay because English teachers are notorious for like very being very critiquing things, right? But when it came to math tests, I was always pleased with like getting 100s on math tests, or like even 103, because sometimes there's like a bonus question. Well, a lot of teachers that I liked had a lot of bonus questions, so. And I always did it because it's like, if you don't even try, you're never going to get the points, obviously. 0% chance. If you try, at least there's a chance you get it right, right? So I was always impressed with myself with getting like, 100% on like math tests and stuff. I even got 100% on a math final once, which was pretty insane. So, but, yeah, so I guess, so there's John's, but, Noah, we're going to go over to you. What's an achievement you've done? How did you go about it? And tell me how you feel about it.
All right. So the only thing that pops to mind really for me is back in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2019, I went and got the gold skin for, I think it was like a marksman rifle. And I thought to myself, like, I want to go get gold to see if I could do it. And then I went, I got gold after doing a variety of challenges and getting many, many, many kills. Or you have to hit them in the chest or the head and not the leg. The leg doesn't count. But, you know, I eventually got gold for the gun, and I was really proud of that. I'm not as proud of that nowadays because it's like, wow, I spent a lot of fucking time on something that meant nothing, but hey, I did it.
All right, interesting. I know, back for myself as well, like the... I think it was called Dark Matter. Was that the name of the most, like, yeah, the ridiculous one you had to get? I never got to there, precisely because I didn't care. But, because Dark Matter was only on multiplayer, and I said this before, is I really only played Call of Duty for zombies. Occasionally I played with my friends on Call of Duty, but outside of that I didn't really do much. But for zombies, one of my proudest achievements is I got to round, like, 200. And it took at least 24 hours. It was definitely like a, I was sitting there. I paused the game and had dinner and did some other stuff, but it was like, in total, it was 24 hours. So it was pretty insane. And I'll never, ever get that high again. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I guess I'll move on to another one of mine. So another one of mine is, so it's not done, but I'm still pretty proud of the journey. And that's of my book. For those that you might not know this, I've really only mentioned it a couple times on the podcast specifically, and even in like the YouTube channel, I've only mentioned it a couple times. But I am writing a book. It's a sci-fi fantasy book. Has to deal with timelines and all that good stuff. Timelines in the sense of the worlds. They're not like timelines. Think of like them. They're not like, I guess, alternate universe timeline type thing. It's like they're just like worlds. That's what they're called. There's obviously the characters in it and stuff like that. So I'm writing a book. It's pretty, I mean, I'm biased completely, but it's pretty awesome if I do say so myself. And I'm basically done with the writing phase of it. It's mostly just about editing now. Once editing's done, we move on to publishing. And that's going to be really exciting. But I'm most proud of the story that I've created, because now that obviously I'm on to editing, I have read through from front to back just yet. I've obviously read the chapters a bunch, but I haven't read from front to back yet. I'm going to do that at some point soon here, because I got to do that. It's just like, well, I'm reading and I just have a dumb smile on my face the entire time, because it's like, I'm so glad I decided to start this. Because the book started when I was just started when I was in seventh grade, I think, is when it technically started. Because I was showing my English teacher at the time. I was like saying, hey, I'm writing a book. You want to see it? And she was open to reading it and stuff like that. I can't remember if she ever gave me any critiques. She probably did, but not that I can remember. I started there, and then I like didn't work on it for like all of eighth grade because I was like too busy doing other stuff. And then I finally got back to writing it in ninth grade. And then 11th grade, COVID, during COVID is when it really kicked off, because I didn't need to go to school at all. So I was just stuck at home. Not stuck at home, but I was at home the entire time. So before my BOCES class started, I would just like listen to music and write like a chapter of my book. It was crazy. So I'm very proud of myself for how far I've come with the book itself. And I'm really excited for when I can eventually finally release it to the world. And, it's gonna be great. I'm biased, but I think it's gonna be a really great book, so.
Nice, yes.
But, John, we're back to you, man.
Back to me, yes. I would say, was probably, my permadeath challenges, specifically the one for Fallen Order. If you know, you guys know, and if anyone is listening, you know, I do a lot of challenge runs, and specifically, I do a lot of permadeaths on my YouTube channel and on my Twitch. And I think the hardest one out of all of them that I did was for Fallen Order, because it took me a while to get to it, and I remember just like grinding it out almost every single day. And the game is not, you know, the hardest game in the world. It's not Dark Souls, but some people have compared it to Dark Souls. I wouldn't go that far. But I remember when I was finally doing the run, and that actually succeeded, and I was just like so happy when I beat the final boss. And even as it progressed, because It's like not a short game either. It was like early on, I'm like, oh, okay, this is just another run. And as it gets further and further, I was like, oh, this is getting close, man. And I remember just being so like happy that I finally was able to accomplish it by the end of it.
Nice. Yeah. I think I tuned into one of the streams. I forgot which one, because I remember the name Fallen Order. And I remember you had locked off the, there's a lot, some of your perk things, or I forget what they're called. Some of the channel point things were locked off because they were during it was a challenge run, so you couldn't use some of them. Right. I was trying to make you do squats or something. It's like, it said not during a challenge run or not during speed runs or whatever it said. So I think I turned into one of them, but again, I was never there for the game. I was always just there to chat with you, so I don't remember. I honestly couldn't tell you what the game was about or if you were struggling or not. I do remember, like, I went to a Kingdom Hearts one this one time, and you were just dying back-to-back. I think it's because you were battling... Mm-hmm. It's like you were in, like, a void-looking area, and this boss guy was just, like, pissing you off, and, like, you hated him or something.
Yeah, that... I don't know if that was a... I know what you're talking about. That's one of the, challenge bosses in both Kingdom Hearts 2 and Kingdom Hearts 3's DLCs. There's a group of bosses like that, and they're all meant to be, like, the hardest bosses in the game. So, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. But either way, I've tuned in to streams where you've done, like, been doing these challenge runs and stuff and like that. And I remember you saying in an episode that people call you a masochist for doing that, because, you know, you're doing a challenge run. It's like, well, I think masochism refers to physical pain, but, you know, it could be, I guess, wrong on that. Because, you know, when we think of masochism, we all think of Markiplier, you know, that guy. But no, it's always like, I don't do challenges. The only challenges thing I do is I'll go all for all achievements, which I've only started doing recently. So it's not even like John's been doing that long before I have. Plus he does games that like, there's like 116 achievements, 130 achievements. Like he'll do those types of games. A lot of my games are on Steam and they have like 10 or 15, 20, 25. The most I did was the Henry Stickmin collection, which was 85 or something.
That was a lot, yeah.
But other than that, like, I like Boomin has 10. So like, they're like, some of them are hard to get. Like Portal, there's a couple that were really hard to get. Like a lot of the challenge stuff you had to get were really hard. But I've never really done, like, a challenge run or challenge of anything, so it's really cool to see someone else do it, because it's like, hey, that's something I'm not going to attempt to do, nor do I want to. So it's pretty cool that they can do it.
Yeah.
There's, for example, John would know this. There's someone I watched just yesterday, because we played Devour, so for us, we played Devour recently. I watched someone play the town on Nightmare Mode, meaning you have no battery at all, no stun or anything. And they also turned, medkits off, and I'm like, this guy is insane. And he did it! He somehow managed to do it. I watch people like them, like, it's cool that they can do it, it's cool I get to see it happen, but I'm never gonna do that myself, because I don't want to do that. I don't want to go through that pain. But yeah, it's pretty epic. But Noah, we're back to you, man.
Yeah, John, you actually reminded me of this one, so thank you for that. But for me, one of my achievements was beating Red Dead Redemption 2 with high honor, because getting high honor in Red Dead Redemption 2 is a bitch. So the way the honor bar in the game works is this. Yeah, on the bottom of your screen, or sometimes the top, depending on how you have your HUD set up, there's a high honor percentage and a low honor percentage, and then there's a middle. You either go up or down on that. For me, I wanted to do a high honor run because I was curious if there was, like, secrets with high honor. So I, you know, did high honor to see if there were any secrets. And there were a few, but not many. But I just remember I finally beat the game with high honor and I was like, holy shit, this took way too long, but I finally did it, yes. That didn't even give me an achievement. Why did I do this? All right, pride.
Yeah, I haven't played that game, so I don't even know what that means. So what does high honor do, exactly? Does it make enemies harder or something?
No. It's like, high honor is essentially, like, if you do good things in the game, good things will happen to you, essentially.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, if you, like, save a guy from a bear trap, he'll buy you a gun and a sword or something like that.
That reminds me. I haven't played Red Dead, but I'm assuming it was. It looked like Red Dead Redemption. I couldn't tell if it was the first one, or the second one. But this person was playing as like, but it looked like a kid, and he walks up to this like group of like just people hanging out, and like they're insulting kids and like you shouldn't be here. You should go away or whatever. And the kid, like, the guy walks away. And the guy's like, yeah, that's right. Next time I'll just shoot him. And the guy turns around, whips out the pistol, shoots all four of them in the matter of, like, half a second. And I'm like, oh, my God. It's like, Jesus Christ. Because I know Red Dead, like, not very similar, but I know it has mechanics to, like, the same sort of idea as GTA 5, where you can kind of do whatever you want type of thing. But
yeah. That must have been Red Dead 2, because I think that's the only one where you could play as a kid.
You know, it's funny, I just imagine, like, the kids shooting all four of them, because they were adults that he was walking up to. It's like, oh my God, they're all dead.
It reminds me, I've played a bit of Red Dead Redemption 2, and I've played a bit of the online, and there's one moment that me and my best friend joke about all the time, is I was playing, and one of the other online players just randomly killed me. It happens, you know. It's an online game. You gotta have people kill you. And so I was like, well, I can't just let that slide. I have to kill this guy. And I kill him. And it sounds like this, like, 5-year-old is on the mic. And he goes, like, what'd I do? Some people.
Some like, people?
Clearly, you killed me. That's what you did.
That's hilarious. Dude, I'm glad I'm not the only person that, because I've never played Red Dead, but I did this in GTA 6, or GTA 6, that's not even out yet, GTA 5, when someone, like, killed me, I made it my mission to go chase and, like, hunt them down like Hitman. I made sure they died at least once.
Right.
Because I had that, like, DeLorean thing, which allowed you to, like, just, it's, OP as hell, but, like, it's, like, I had one of those things, so I was just, like, blowing this. So, like, when someone killed me randomly, I'm just like, you're marked. And so I just went into the thing and just chased them down and just blew them the frick up. It was hilarious.
See, nowadays, I have a jet in the game that costs, like, $6 million. So anytime anyone kills me, I pull out the jet and, like, I'm coming after you.
Yeah, it's like a bounty system. I mean, there's actually already bounties in the game. You can place a bounty on someone, but I never even did that because I wanted the murder within myself. I wanted the glory.
Fair enough.
So yeah, that's pretty cool. So like, I'm trying to think of like game like where you guys are talking about game ones. It's hard for me to think about like game achievements outside of just beating games. Because like I said, I haven't done challenge mode stuff. I guess on Doom I did the hardest difficulty. But outside of that, I mean, they kind of encourage you to try that. So it's not even like an extra challenge, really. So yeah, I'm not gonna worry about, video game stuff. But, another achievement I'm gonna go with, and also I'm gonna take this before someone else does, is this very podcast that we're currently on. First of all, season 2, episode 50, we're already halfway to season 2. That's madness to me. Time just doesn't exist anymore, I guess. So that's pretty insane. The fan base we have is pretty insane. I love the fact that that I'm getting emails from you guys that I can read on the podcast and stuff like that. Someone actually sent me an email. They didn't specify if I could read on the podcast, but they made their tier list. So we did an episode tier list a while ago. Not a while ago, but a good amount of time ago. And we encouraged you guys to go make the tier list yourself and see what you ranked it. So they sent us a tier list. But they just sent the picture of the tier list, and it says like high and stuff like that. So they didn't specify if I could read it. But the tier list is pretty cool. It's nice to see how you guys rank certain episodes. Their number one episode, from the looks of it, is Toast to the End of the World, which makes sense because it's in the front of Legendary. So I'd assume that's how they ranked them. But then you have the reset button, and then you have the mental health one, the mental health part 2 one. So like, it's really cool to see how other people rank them. And just that, just the engagement that we got. And like, not only that, but we're getting closer to getting some other people on the podcast to interview and chat with. I gotta start talking with John to get to whoever he picks, because John's the next person that's gonna pick someone to be on the podcast. Whether it be a friend or a family member, whoever he picks, right? Then Noah will go, and then after Noah goes, that's when hopefully we'll have somebody ready to go, like a special person, someone that's cool. I'm not gonna say names because I don't want to say a name, then get your hopes up, then they don't work out, right? Because I just said it for nothing.
Yeah.
And that's just the community aspect of it. There's also the personal aspect of it, where it's like I just said, this week was mostly terrible. And so getting to talk with you guys and talking with John and Noah here, it's a nice unloader from all the stress of the week and stuff like that. So just this podcast in general, man, is definitely a high mark achievement in my life. It's an achievement all three of us can share. These guys can't steal it now because I've already said it. Otherwise, I mean, I'll give you a pity point if you say it, but you're definitely not getting a normal amount of points for it. But it's an achievement that all three of us can share. That's pretty awesome. So
damn, that's actually a good answer. Damn it.
Yeah, I mean, I give you time to think about it. I give you time to say it, but no one said it. So, but John, we're back with you, man.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the podcast, so I'm going to say my Twitch channel, you know, it's had its up moments and down moments for sure. There's been moments that I'm like, that really sucked. But there's been so many cool things that I've gotten to experience, as well. It was like a lot of the cool people I've got to meet, and it's all around been generally positive. I would say I remember when I started doing it, I was like, oh, this is just going to be streaming some video games, going to play some Kingdom Hearts, and I really didn't expect it to go anywhere or be like probably this big part of my life, but it really has become that now. And there was a short period of time where I'm like, oh, maybe I could do this like as a career. I can't, at least not now. But even that, I'm like, I'm happy with, because it's just such a fun thing to do. And I get to meet so many cool people. I've met some people that have been not as cool, and I'm not gonna go into as further detail about the negatives as much as the positives, because I would say, like I said, overall the positives that have become from it have outweighed the negatives a lot.
Gotcha. I was gonna say, John, one experience that you didn't get to do yet is you didn't get to pour milk on your head just yet. You gotta be able to do that.
If someone comes in and shows proof that they are willing to actually give me money for that, then maybe I'll experience that.
I was gonna say, what if like Mr. Beast or Jack Subday came into your thing saying, "Hey, if you pour milk on your head, I'll donate $1,000." Would you actually do it?
Well, see, if it's like Mr. Beast or Jack Subday, like they're kind of known for doing that sort of thing. So I'm like, okay, I recognize your name. It's a weird request, but you know, if you're honest with me and all that, then sure. If not, you're just gonna get banned.
I got 1,000 people to pour milk on their heads on stream. That's the Mr. Beast intro.
It's a trend.
It's a trend.
That'd be great if John was one of those people.
And then Jacksepticeye is just like, you know, I just want to see something funny. I want to see some more Jacksepticeye funniest home video type stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, totally. Like, I don't stream right now. I have it. The Twitch channel is still up and stuff, and I definitely want to get back to it at some point. But right now, it's just too busy. We have this. I have my normal YouTube channel that I'm worried about. I have my book that I'm worried about. So that was one of the things I just had to push to the sidelines. It was fun while I was doing it, though. While I had time to do it. Except that one day my computer crashed twice in a row. That sucked. But yeah. All right. That's cool. So Noah, moving back to you, man. So go right ahead.
Okay, I've got something. I don't know if I've already told this or not, but this is one of my proudest achievements ever. I was in like maybe 10th or 11th grade, and this was during the archery unit in gym class. I remember, okay, yeah, this was like 10th or 9th grade actually, because I remember the male gym teacher that we had at the time. I fucking hated that guy. I don't know why, but really? I really hated him.
Were you just bad or something? Like, the only reason you would hate that person is if you were get in trouble a bunch.
No, I just hated his guts for whatever reason. I was just like, man, I wish you would step in front of me when I shoot.
Yeah, that's called murder.
That is called murder.
And it's also called a crime in jail.
I would not have cared. I hated this teacher. Anyway.
You probably would have cared. You probably would have cared quite a bit.
Yeah, good point. Anyway, so I remember this one day. I'm looking at the target, got my bow ready. I've already had the arrow already ready to go. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to hit this target. I don't know where, but I'm going to hit it. And I remember he starts talking to me, and I'm just like, bro, I'm about to shoot. What the fuck? We talk for a little. I make it so the arrow's not ready to fly down. And then he just says something, and I don't remember what it was, but it pissed me off. So I quickly pull my bow and arrow back up, draw the arrow back, release. He's looking at the target. His face says everything I need to know, which was, I hit the fucking bullseye. The reason I was so proud of this was, I looked at him, released the arrow, and I hit the fucking bullseye without looking. Proudest damn moment of my goddamn life.
Are you sure it just wasn't a stroke of luck there, Noah?
Nah. I knew. I looked at him when it happened. I had the bow and arrow, you know, aimed at the target. And I was just looking at him, released, hits the bullseye. I look at that bullseye, look at him, and I'm like, what were you saying, motherfucker? Be quiet. I own this gym.
You didn't. You did not own even a centimeter of that gym. Well, if this wasn't a serious topic episode, I would question the skill level of that. But anyway, we'll keep going though. So for me, I'm trying to think of another thing. I mean, I guess with my progress on reading, because I don't know if John was going to use this too, but for me, I all through high school, I didn't read at all, really. I didn't read very much. But ever since about a year ago. Is when I finally got back into reading. And I'm glad I did, because first of all, reading, number one, gets you away from your screens, which is very helpful, because you don't want to be looking at a screen all day long, because it not only can obviously damage your eyes over a long period of time, but it also can cause you headaches. It can literally just, your brain's like, stop looking at this already, do something else with your life, you freaking freeloader. So reading a book is really nice. And also, I don't use a Kindle because that's still a screen. So that doesn't do anything for me. So I have the physical books. I like collecting the series that I have. And so I'm definitely proud of the accomplishment there, because I've read, because my goal, I think, last year was like 3 or 6 books. I forgot what I had said during the New Year's episode, but it was 3 or 6, and I went to 12. So I destroyed that. I doubled it if it was 6 and destroyed it if it was 3. So I'm very pleasant with that. Unfortunately, because I've been super busy with work and everything, and I'm trying to get my own apartment right now, so there's a lot of different things going on. So because of all that, I haven't been super keeping up with reading. I'm almost done with 1 book. So I've gotten 1 out of 12 so far. Almost, not even, because like I said, it's almost done. And I have a set of 10 books that I need, I got for Christmas that I'm trying to read. I got 6 more books that aren't in a set that I need to read as well. So, it's just like, oh my goodness, man. But I'm definitely proud of how much I've read over the past year, despite January this year sucking. So definitely proud of that. Because I didn't know if John was going to use that, but he hasn't used it yet, so now I get to use it.
Fair enough.
But, yeah, John, we're back to you, man.
I'm going to say, some might look at this, some people who were potentially toxic people might look at this as a failure, but I look at it as an achievement. Is my experience in boot camp, you know? Because, you know, as soon as I got there, I was facing troubles. I was, I got sick and injured immediately, and I got a sinus infection. I got, muscle pain. More than what is, you know, typical for boot camp, basic training sort of stuff. And it was just like, it was like 3 months of just agony. And for some people that might be, you might easily get to the point where you're like, I hate everything. I am just gonna, I'm going insane, and there's a bit of that, you know. But I was still able to, crack jokes with my buddies when we're not being screamed at. And I was able to stay true to myself, and I think a lot of people, when faced with that level of anxiety and constant pain, they would not be able to do that. So I see that as an achievement for myself.
That's nice. Yeah, that's definitely That's definitely fair, because I can see what you mean, because when you first started saying it, I'm like, how would someone perceive an accomplishment as a failure? It's like, pretty obvious distinction there. Like, but I can see how some toxic people would be like, oh, well, you didn't even do anything, so you failed! You suck! But they're just wrong. But yeah, that's pretty cool. I know, obviously, you went through a lot of pain and stuff, so at the time, you probably didn't think of it as an accomplishment, but now that it's over and stuff, you went through the experience, whether it be good or bad, and like all that good stuff. So, but I heard you hated the state, though. You hated the state with a passion, from what I heard.
Yes. We were located in New Jersey, and you know, I grew up in New York, and so I gotta hate it automatically, and that experience just cemented it even further. So, it's all about that state.
Right. Of course. But yeah, I mean, I've never been to New Jersey, but I've heard from people that have been there that there's not much going on, apparently, I guess.
That's terrible.
So, anyone living in New Jersey, I might apologize, might not, depends. We'll see.
You suck.
But,
I don't know that.
No. But anyway, so we're moving back on with Noah, man.
I think I need to go outside more, but one of my proudest accomplishments, I guess, would be when I was about 10 or 11 years old. My dad at the time was dating this horrible, awful, terrible person who had terrible, awful, horrible sons. But the cool thing about them was they had a Xbox 360. So I remember this one day, I was like 10 or 11, I load up Black Ops 1. It took me all day, but I beat that damn game in a day.
Why did I think the story was going in a much worse direction than that? I was thinking that you were like, oh, these terrible, terrible father, these terrible, terrible sons. They had an Xbox 360, and I just beat the shit out of
terrible sons.
You know what it doesn't matter what I said. You know what I'm talking about. You like, so that's where I thought I was going. I thought she was his son took the Xbox and beat the shit out of him with the Xbox. That was great. That's where I thought it was going, but it didn't obviously go there, because my god.
I should have, but I didn't.
As soon as you started, but after you said the terrible, terrible sons or whatever, like, and then they had an Xbox 360, I'm like, oh no, what did you do to them? But
I should have gone that route. I beat the shit out of them with that Xbox 360.
I whipped them with it. but yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, if I beat a game in a day, I mean, besides, like, games at, like, early late an hour, so I'm not counting, it was, like full-length games. I'm trying to think. I don't think so. Because usually I take breaks enough times that, like, I don't think so. But I could be wrong. I played a lot of games when I was young, so I could be when I was... Actually, you know what? No, I think I beat Sunshine in one day. Mario Sunshine. I think I did that in one day, but... Because that was just a super fun game. But, anyway... So I guess for my next one, this is probably the biggest one for me right now. I don't know if that'll ever change. Probably not. But gonna get a little bit religious here, but oh well, deal with it. So I've been technically baptized twice. And the only reason for that is because I got baptized by my grandfather, because he was actually a pastor. So I got baptized by him, which was an amazing accomplishment for me, because not only did I get baptized, but I was able to be baptized by my own grandfather, which was pretty awesome. So the act of that is like you're leaving behind your past life and all that stuff. So during that for me was leaving behind like my family's divorce, because my mom and dad got divorced, and that was just a train wreck, right? Obviously, because as Markiplier said, divorce is never good. So obviously there's all these like the like stuff that comes from that, right? And then some other stuff like school, like the divorce was like the crux of it all, but like all that, like all the stuff that led into it as well. But I got baptized recently, no, like recently in late mixed terms. It was August of last year, because I was trying to leave behind, a lot of, like family issues and like that kind of thing. And I'm happy to say that it worked mostly. So yeah, but getting baptized is definitely, one of my proudest accomplishments there. It's a huge step as a Christian, obviously, for me. I'm gonna go with that one. So there you go. But I think we can we'll do one last round here. That was my last one, I guess. So John, what is your last one, man? You can make it as big or just a normal one or do whatever you want.
Fair enough. I'm going to say learning to drive. I recently, I guess it's been a few months now, back in September, I got my driver's license. And for most people, you know, a lot of, not most people, I should say, a lot of people, they usually get their license at 16. For a bunch of, like, domino effect reasons, I didn't. And so the way I went about it is I took a driving course. I did about, I don't know how many hours, like, I think it was meant to be 30 hours of, written, like, reading stuff and taking online tests and whatnot. And then I did the behind the wheel part. And I learned from somebody in town that really helped me. And now, like, I've gone from being like, oh, I only want to drive in my area to being like driving. I went to the movie theater by myself the other day. Not the other day, about a week ago. And so I'm proud of myself for accomplishing that.
What did you watch?
I watched the new Captain America.
There's a bunch of stupid people on the internet. They're like, oh, it's not my Captain America. It's like, literally, just stop talking. Just like, if you don't want to watch it, just don't watch it. Like, that's all you got to do. Just don't spread hate on the internet. But it's like, whatever. But for people that have a brain that actually watched it, They gave some critiques, but they're like, overall, it's pretty good. You know, like, that kind of stuff.
Right, yeah. It's not a perfect film.
Yeah, because with Captain America specifically, I'm like, I really hope they crush this, because their recent stuff, not the greatest. I mean, I guess people like Deadpool and Wolverine, but I don't really care about those characters, so I didn't really watch that. But besides from that, a lot of their recent stuff is slug. Like, Ant-Man Quantumania wasn't the greatest thing ever. I couldn't even tell you what was most recent. I mean, the shows have been okay. Like, Loki, greatness, right? But, like, a lot of their movie stuff has been kind of going downhill. So I was hoping with this new Captain America movie that it'd bring us back a little bit. And it sounds like it's done a pretty good job with that. Like John said, it's not perfect. And from what I've heard from other people, they have some critiques as well. But yeah, so I'll have to watch. I might watch that just when it comes to streaming, because I'm not really interested. I mean, I would like to go to movie theater, but god damn it, they're expensive. I mean, the tickets, not really. It's mostly even the tickets are pretty pricey, unless you get like a coupon or a Fandango deal or something. But like the snacks and stuff, because you gotta get popcorn or you gotta get something. Like, you can't just go on there. Yeah, right. It's like going to Cheesecake Factory and not getting cheesecake. It's some sort of crime has been committed, if you know, right? But like a large popcorn, like $10? What do you mean? Like, crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely agree with you on that one. It's like, it's so expensive. To be fair, I don't know if it's like more recently they've been doing this, but when I went there, I got a medium popcorn, medium drink, and it was pretty sizable. Like, the drink lasted me most of the movie, and I didn't even finish the popcorn, so like, maybe I'm just, I just got a tiny little boy stomach, but I thought it was
good. I was gonna say, you were slow eater or something? I'm so bad at this. Because we always get to movies early, and so they're always playing the pre-rolls or whatever. And I'll start eating popcorn during the pre-rolls, and it's like, I can't stop! And like, by the time I'm retired, the movie starts, the popcorn's half gone. So, like, but yeah. There's only one time where I didn't finish the popcorn, just because we went to AMC, hashtag sponsor. I need the money, please. Desperately, I need money. I got kids to feed, bodies to bury. You know, I got stuff to do. But anyway, so yeah, we went there, and they had a deal on the large. And so we're like, oh, we should get large. And I was with two other people. We're like, oh, we should get large. Do we want to share one, or we want to get one? And someone says, oh, they're so cheap, we might as well just all get a large ourselves, and we'll eat it there. My goodness, because, like, I finished mine barely, and then the person that was sitting next to me, they're like, hey, I can't finish mine, you want to finish it? I'm like, I'm going to explode, but sure. And we were going to dinner after this, too, by the way, and I'm like, I'm just going to get a salad for dinner, because, like, there's nothing else that's going to fit. And I did, I ended up just getting, a chicken salad or whatever it was, but yeah, it's the prices, because going to the movie theater used to be, like, such a cool experience, and, like, it still kind of is. But the prices have definitely ruined it a little bit. And obviously, everything's going up, so obviously, why wouldn't the movie theaters go up? But Yeah, I'll have to, but I'll probably watch that when it goes to streaming.
Fair enough.
All right, Noah, your last one, man. Again, same thing, John. You can make it a big one or a small one. Doesn't really matter. Just go with whatever.
One of the things I was really proud of was when I actually went down to Florida after I graduated out of high school. And why I was proud of this was, hold on, there's like a hair on my tongue. Anyway, so I got through the airport security, said goodbye to my mom and my sister before I got through that. Got on the plane, and I took like this plane medication because I get sick, motion sickness on planes. So I took that to counteract it. But what I was proud of was I got through that entire flight, didn't puke as soon as I landed.
Do you normally puke on planes?
If I don't take the medication, yes, I will puke.
So you have, do you have motion sickness or something?
Yes, I have severe motion sickness.
Okay, so if you get on a boat, you're just screwed.
Yeah, if I was in the Navy, I would be fucked.
Got it. So marking this down for myself, never go on a cruise ship with Noah. Mark that down. and if we go on a road trip, buy 10 extra plastic bags. As you were telling the story, I couldn't help but like mix your previous story and this one. It's like, yeah, so I gotta pass over through airport security, pulling my Xbox 360 and beat the crap out of them.
Yeah, I was puking on them and beating the shit out of them.
Not even beating the crap out of them, just beating them with an Xbox 360 specifically. So like, I couldn't help but mix your two stories together. Dude, I just imagine like the fun, the builder story episodes. Like, that's one of Noah's builder stories. It's like, yeah, so I got air support security, I'm beating the shit out of them with an Xbox. But yeah. All right. Well, I already gave my last one. But I do have a closing statement for all this. Cause obviously you might be thinking, like the topic itself might have been somewhat clear, but like you might be like, well, where is all this going? Right. And I said at the beginning, like, oh, this is going somewhere. So just hold it out with us. And now we're here. So all in all, we've all done something that we should be proud of. Maybe you finally beat that one game you've been trying to beat for a long time. Maybe you just got approved for a loan. Maybe you just got your first car, or your first apartment, or your first house. Maybe you haven't been able to walk for a while, and now you finally can. Maybe you've just released your first book, or your first song, or your first digital product. Maybe you've been battling an addiction for many years, and you've finally broken free from it. And just maybe, you're one of the legendary people that kicked cancer to the curb and won the battle. Now I could go on and on listing all sorts of achievements, big and small, but this episode does have to come to an end at some point, right? Before we do though, I just have one last thing to say. No matter what achievement you've made, no matter what you've accomplished, in case you haven't heard it yet, I just want to say that I'm proud of you. I'm proud of how far you've come. I'm proud of how hard you've worked to accomplish your goal. I'm proud of how hard you've tried. And even though to 99% of you out there, I'm a complete utter stranger, I still want you to hear someone say it. Because sometimes people might not see what you've done, and some don't even care. But I do care. For each and every one of you out there, for each and every achievement you've achieved, it doesn't matter how big or how small, just remember that I'm proud of you. So that's kind of where that's my closing statement. But John and Noah, you guys got a closing statement?
I didn't know this was going to be here, so no.
Okay, you could have at least tried. John?
I could say something. Like you said, if for any sort of achievement, big or small, that you should not only like to hear that someone's proud of you, but you should say it to yourself, you know? You worked hard to accomplish your goals, to accomplish whatever achievement you did. I know that was something, one of the goals in particular I mentioned, the one with boot camp, a lot of people there when I was leaving were like, oh, that guy, he's quit. He's a loser. Yeah, I hate him. And those people were definitely toxic. But there were a couple people were like, you should be proud of yourself for getting as far as I did. And I was, and I still am. And so, you all at home, if you're like, oh, that accomplishment, it wasn't that big. It might have been not that big, but it might have been great. And you should be happy that you were able to do things that you worked hard to do.
Nice, yeah. I mean, that's a pretty perfect ending statement right there. And that's why I was starting to list all the things I was listing, because it's like some are small, like you beat a video game for the first time, like that's an accomplishment for sure, but it's definitely a small one compared to some other ones, right? And then I ended one with cancer, because cancer is probably like the worst thing that we have on this planet right now, outside of like wars and stuff, right? Like in terms of illnesses. And some people have beaten it. Some people have kicked it to the curb. And, you should definitely, if someone hasn't told you that they're proud of you for beating that, let me be the first to say it, because my goodness, that is insane. And you've gone through so much pain and so much turmoil to be able to do that. Same thing with the walking thing. Like, maybe someone, was amputated for whatever reason, and the doctor said, oh, you're never gonna walk again. You're gonna be in a wheelchair the rest of your life. And hey, maybe you proved them wrong. You've been able to walk again, or you finally started walking again. So be proud of, yes, be proud of the small stuff, but be especially proud of yourself for the big stuff like that. Because even though you might not hear someone say it, make sure you say it to yourself, like John said, and we just said it here. I just said that I'm proud of you. Again, I might not know what your achievement is, because I've only listed like 5 or 6. There's other ones out there, obviously. So I don't know what your achievement is, but just want you to know that even though I don't even know what it is, I'm still proud of you for how far you've come and what achievement you've done. So that's where we're gonna end off this episode, guys. So in terms of points, it was basically neck and neck the entire time. Because you both gave really good achievements and like, both big and small, right? Those were pretty neck and neck. Just a minute ago, actually, you both had the exact same amount of points. The last thing that decided it was the closing statement. Noah didn't even try. So John wins. John had, 74 points. Noah had 72. So there we go, John. So obviously we're all winners at the end of the day, but by technicality, John won the episode. So you got a winner speech, man?
Yes, and like I said, with my closing statement, you know, it takes perseverance and dedication to accomplish the bigger goals, of course. Maybe a little bit for the small goals too. All the goals I listed, maybe some people be like, oh, those are tiny. I mean, I own a company, you know, like, good for you. I'm happy. I'm glad you do that. But, like, everyone's goals is meaningful to them. And every accomplishment they made is meaningful to them. So, if someone tries to belittle you for, like, your goals that you're proud of, say screw them and get them out of your life because they're, like, good people.
Right. All right. Then the good winner speech there. Noah doesn't get a loser speech because, as we say, there's no losers in these episodes. If you made it to the end, you're a winner as well. So thank you so much for listening. So we're just gonna segue right into the outro. So thank you guys so much for listening. We have a provoked conversation, made you laugh along the way. A little less laughs, obviously, in this one because it's a serious topic episode, but still. You can find me over on YouTube at Flabdexy Gaming. I am on Twitch, but I'm not currently streaming, so you can follow over there. But I'm not doing anything at the moment. But YouTube's been pretty consistently uploading. I mean, I've missed a couple days here and there because I've been super busy, but we're back to being normal schedule, because before I was like, I skipped like 2 weeks in a row. So you can find John at Twitch and YouTube at Jeevens Feebens. He's been streaming a lot of stuff recently. He played Stardew Valley the other day. A couple other games we played Devour. So if you can catch us over there as well. Over on YouTube, he uploads some of the stream highlights and some of the series and stuff like that. So go check out all the stuff he's got over there. You can find Noah at Noah.54 over on Instagram, or Noah.54 on Xbox/Windows, whatever. He's also running the Provoked official account, so go check that out over there. He's supposed to be notifying you guys when a new episode drops, but, you know, we'll see if that continues. Go follow us over there. At the very least, when something special is happening, we're going to be announcing it over there, so people that are on Patreon and that follow us over there are going to be the first people to know. So if you're only listening to the episodes, you might not find out, like, for example, the Provoker's songs, which Don't Worry, I haven't forgotten about yet. Once those first drop, the people on Patreon and on the thing will be the first people to know about it. So make sure you go follow us over there. And speaking about the Patreon, we have a Patreon, so we have the classic tiers, 1 to 100, all the good stuff. Obviously, the more you pay, the more benefits you get out of it. You can get special behind-the-scenes stuff and all that cool jazz. And of course, we got our extended cut. So extended cut episodes are like mini little episodes, are like 30 to 40 minutes of just pure topic, whatever the topic is. Usually it's a game of some sort, or we're talking about some Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. Go check us out over there. And the first five are $3, so you can kind of dip your toes in it, see if you actually like them or not. And if you don't, then you can move on with your life. And if you do, you can get some of the other ones. But they become $5 after the first five. With that being said, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time.